Dirk's thing. We've been peddling around several months arguing with Jamie Odom. What are the facts?
Well, I think we'll have it resolved within a week. But we have a prohibition in our appropriation bill that Albert Thomas put in 62 and is carried forward each year that prohibits us from being the procuring cause for the construction of any lease facility without the prior approval of Congress if it involves more than $200,000. Now, what we're trying to do is to get him in a position where he goes ahead sufficiently far. We've outlined five things to him that he must do. He must have his financing, he must have his design, he must have his construction contract let, and must be coming out of the ground with construction. When he meets these things, then we're in a position to deal with him. And we contend then that under those conditions, we're not the procuring cause. He was going to construct it anyway. Now, that's the guideline. He understands that. We've argued with him about rent. That's true.
Well, is his rent exorbitant?
Well, he came down $10,000 yesterday, and I understand we're about $7,000 apart now.
Well, what I'd do is just tell him to go on that you... what you'll offer him and tell him you don't, you go to Waco.
Well, that's about where we are.
All right, well then, why don't we get it settled and go on? We're just holding it up here, and what I would do is he submitted his stuff to Dallas, and they said it's all right.
Yeah.
And what I'd do is just tell him, well, you can't pay any $7,000 a year as a bounty to him, whatever it is, but
right.
If you can pay two and make him take five or split it or something like that,
well,
I just tell him what I do and say, now you either take it or leave it. If you don't want it, we'll go to Waco and we'll build on to the Waco Veterans Administration.
Right. Mr. President, the thing I've had, the concern I've had right along is that he built the other facility and we leased it, and as soon as we agreed that it would be desirable to have it adjoining this facility, he became hard to get in his terms, and he started talking to 20-year lease instead of a 10-year lease and rents that were 75% higher than we were already paying, and I simply wasn't going to let him put us in that position.
Well, I wouldn't do it either. You can do it to Waco just as easy, and I just tell him that this is what you want if you want it. If you don't, why the hell with you?
Right. All right, sir. That's where we are.
Now, are you $7,000 difference now per year?
Per year, that's right.
And you, what year lease? How many years?
And this is a 20-year lease he's talking to. Now, we're willing to do that, Mr. President, but the problem is this. We refused 3 years ago when the IRS went in there. We refused to go to a 20-year lease at that time, and we went for a 10-year lease. And I think we'd be subject to criticism so soon after having rejected a 20-year lease in effect go to a 20-year lease now when the 20-year lease was more favorable 3 years ago.
Yes, I think so too.
So this is
well, what are you willing to go to now? 15 or 10, or what do you want to go to?
Well, we don't mind going to 20, provided he gives us a concession for 20 years. A 20-year lease is more valuable than a 10-year lease.
Well, now, what is it you want? What does he want? What's the difference? I don't understand it.
Well,
20 years.
Well, I'm saying now that if he comes down I've been told that it's $7,000 difference, and if he comes down $7,000 more, then we're in the ballpark.
Well, he says he's not going to do that, though. He says he's come all he can, and from now on he's just through.
Well,
What is this rent that you would give him? At the basis of $7,000, is it more than he's getting for his other quarters?
Well, it's more. Yes, it's more. He hasn't come down as low as he's getting. He hasn't come down to that point yet. Now, what he wants is $2.51. Now, I don't have the exact figure he's getting now for the 10-year lease, but it's more than that. Or it's less than that, I'm
sorry. That's what I think.
It's less than that.
In other words, his 10-year lease is less than you're willing to pay him for 20.
Well, it's less than he wants for 20, and we want to bring it down to 20 to the 20-year lease level that we were offered 3 years ago. We don't mind a reasonable escalation, but it, but he wants 75% more than he's getting now, plus a 20-year lease. Well, we'll get this thing worked out this week, or we'll just simply move out of it, that's all. I've told our people to prepare their other interest in that area. Another reason why I wanted to be so careful on the price here.
I wonder if you can't take, can't you take, does it have to be next to this area? Can't you have it out in the office buildings in town?
Well, we started off with the premise that that the Veterans Administration, there aren't office buildings in town that would accommodate this requirement.
There's not.
Right. And the premise to begin with, and this is why the VA wanted this, they started off using the Internal Revenue computers jointly. And we were led to believe they could continue to use them jointly to some extent. They could use the cafeteria facilities, which wouldn't have to be duplicated. They could use the kitchen.
I know, but he knows that, and he got you over the barrel, and
that's
he'll...
Right. That's exactly.
Well, then why don't you do this? Why don't you do something like this with him? Why don't you say to him, now, there's $7 difference between us, and we'll split it half and make a 20-year lease if you want to. If you don't, we'll have to take bids at Waco.
Well, or we can take bids in the Austin area.
All right.
I understand that there's other interest in the Austin area. This is why I've been so tight on this figure, because we could negotiate this lease, and then somebody from Northeast Austin could come in and say, I would have made you a better deal. And I understand that there'll be savings overall for the government in terms of handling mail. There are some of these intangible things that are beneficial to being together. But it's also developed that there will not be the joint use of computers.
Why don't you come down here Friday on this plane that's coming down? I'll get Congressman Pickle, and you go into Austin, and you all negotiate out and bring whatever traitors you've got, and be prepared to split the difference and not go anymore, and tell him you're going to Waco if you don't do it, and then he'll lose the whole damn thing, and close it up this weekend.
I can work my plans that way, sir.
You do that then. I've got Charlie Shoes coming Monday, Friday morning, and Bob Weaver. And you come down, and you all can fly in by helicopter, and we'll get him together with the congressman, and he's upset, and he's a good fellow, and I want to get all settled, and what I do with him is at least split the difference if I could conscientiously, and then go on and get it, but... I guess his money costs him more, and I guess other things cost more now. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
Let's see. Is that all right with you?
Right. Yes, sir.
Does it interfere with something you're planning to do?
Well, I was going to Philadelphia to see my granddaughter. But
no. Well, don't do that. Then you can do it some other time.
No,
Mr. President. No, I wouldn't do that. Can you come someday next week?
Yes, sir.
Well, then just figure out.
Let's make it early because I'm.
Charlie Schultz is coming Friday morning. McNamara and them are coming in the morning. But Pickle's not going to be here. He's going to be gone Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
But they come in Friday morning, and there'll be a plane come next week if you'd rather do it. You check it over with your people and see if you'd rather wait till next week, then you can come next week.
Well, if that suits you, Mr. President, I'm at your pleasure anytime.
Well, you just whatever suits you best.
All right.
I just want you to work it out, and I try to get something where you can maybe split the difference.
All right, sir.